You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 Nation. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and welcome to Urban Family Focus. On Urban Family Focus, we talk about the things that don't get talked about enough, in my opinion, amongst urban families, but we talk about everything here at KBLA Talk 1580. So we're glad to be here with you this morning. Happy Saturday and happy Black History Month. The topics we cover on this show are addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it. We provide resources and answers to your questions about it. We have qualified experts join us every Saturday morning to give us tools, coping skills for individuals and families to live their best life. Speaking of living your best life, our word for the week from Sister Nawili this week is respect your body when it needs a break, respect your mind when it's seeking rest, and honor yourself when you need a moment. Our goal is to make sure that all of you who tune in catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or the condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, the resources to help improve the situation, and the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So tell everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580 and make sure you tell them all to download the 1580 app and listen anywhere at any time. We've got a lot to talk about at KBLA Talk 1580. And our focal point this morning is on mental health. You know, historically, our community has harbored much stigma and shame regarding admitting and getting help for mental health issues. However, Black women and women have been pioneers in psychological techniques and research. This is Black History Month, so before I introduce our guests, I want to tell you a little bit about Francis Cecil Sumner. They call him the father of Black psychology. In 1920, he became the first Black American to earn a Ph.D. in psychology. In 1928, he helped found the psychology department at Howard University. His focus was on racial bias, inequity, and racism. And despite encountering discrimination and sharing his findings, he published several articles on his research and taught psychology at several universities. With us this morning to help us understand the benefits of psychology, what it is and what it isn't, is Dr. Nathaniel Thomas. Dr. Thomas received his doctorate in clinical psychology from DePaul University in Chicago in 1995. He has been practicing psychology in the Los Angeles area since 2001. His areas of specialty of treatment are anxiety and depressive disorders. Good morning, Dr. Thomas, and welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning. A pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, I always ask our guests to give us a little bit, give the audience a little bit of information about themselves and, you know, the path they took to achieve their life's work. And I know you and I had a conversation about the lack of Black male psychologists in this field.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how you decided to make this your life work and the path you took to get here.
Oh, wow. It was a winding road. It wasn't anything straight about it. I think I fell into a lot of the pit holes that a lot of young African-American men fall into growing up in the 60s and 70s. But at some point in my life, I decided to, take a turn in a different direction. I joined the military, spent 5 years in the Air Force, got out, still didn't have much of an idea of what I wanted to do. But, you know, college interest me. Education, accumulating knowledge, that was just inherently just a part of who I am and who I was at the time. So got back into college and still wasn't sure about what I wanted to do, but decided to go in the direction of psychology. And the direction, honestly, was based on, you know, feedback from my father. Mm-hmm. My father told me, man, you need to be a psychologist. A psychologist. I said, okay, Pops, I'll go there in that direction. Mm-hmm. That's how really how it started, man. And it was a good fit, and I've, that's where I've been. That's where my energies and my passion mm-hmm. has been ever since.
Well, it sounds like you had a good relationship with your dad in order, you know, for him to be your influencer that way and yes. take what he said and run with it. As you know, a lot of young black males who grew up when we did in the yes. 60s and 70s, yes. we didn't have that connection, or we had no guidance. We had yes. to figure out it for ourselves. And I'm glad that you and Pops were tight enough where you took his lead and decided to go into a field that would help people, and particularly African Americans, deal with mental issues and get the best out of life.
Thank you. Well, me and the brother, we wasn't that tight, but he was always there. Mm-hmm. And the older I get, the more I appreciate where the brother was coming from.
Yeah, yeah. He was there for you. You knew he loved you, and
there you go,
and
right.
he gave you that peace. And, you know, we all have a similar story in, yeah. in that respect.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm glad that you were able to get tight with Pops enough to take his advice.
Yes, sir.
And it's paid off for you. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, you know, that black male psychologist thing is something that we're going to talk about a little
sure.
later on, because I met a few, and most of them have been female.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
that is true. Yeah. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas. We're going to get into that topic of what psychology is and what it isn't, and how we as African Americans can use this vehicle to help improve our life. So stay with us. This is KBLA 1580 Talk Radio, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Still looking for that one special voice that makes you fall in love with podcasts? The One is out there and free on Spotify. With over 2 million shows and today's most talked about podcasts, Spotify is the best place to find that one special show that makes you laugh, keeps you interested, and keeps you listening for more. Whatever you're into, get way more into it with a podcast. Find the one you've been listening for right now, free on Spotify.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Hey, it's Kenny Lattimore. Join me this Saturday for the Orange County Black History Parade. I'm going to be the Grand Marshal. Come on out and let's celebrate our history and our community.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And with us today is Dr. Nathaniel Thomas, psychologist. And he's going to be talking to us about what psychology is and what it isn't. But before we continue with our conversation, I want to remind everybody that has a question for Dr. Thomas. So you can call us at KBLA Talk 1580 at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580 if you have a question or comment for Dr. Thomas. And one other thing I want to mention is today's winner of the Black History Month swag bag is Stanley Walker. Congratulations, Stanley. We're giving away a KBLA Black History Month swag bag every day this month. So there's plenty of chances to win. All you have to do is download and open the KBLA 1580 app and tell us who your favorite historical figure is from Black history. That's it. Once you do that, you're automatically entered to win a KBLA History Month swag bag full of some really good stuff. So download and open the KBLA 1580 app today for your chance to win. We will be announcing winners on air every day this month. Happy Black History Month, KBLA Nation. So, Dr. Thomas, what is psychology? And more specifically, what is clinical psychology?
Well, psychology is a study. It is a science. It's like biology is the study of life. Psychology is the study of behavior and the mind. Clinical psychology is a specialty area of psychology uses the basic or the primary principles of psychology in a treatment modality. So all the information, all the knowledge and science that's developed in research, in psychological research, is used in clinical psychology in a treatment modality.
So tell us about some of these treatment modalities. Can you define that for those who may not understand exactly what you mean by treatment modality?
Right. A treatment modality is whatever an individual uses to treat an individual for whatever ailment they might have. So the treatment modality that I use is psychotherapy. And more specifically, the approach is a cognitive behavioral approach to psychotherapy. Our behavior is governed by, our thoughts. Our thoughts, are governed by our experiences and the things that we learn. So a major component of what I do is to explore people's past, things that they have learned directly and indirectly. A lot of the things that we learn aren't from formal classes and education. It's through experience. It's through the role models in our lives, the things that we've experienced, both positive and negative. And all these things feed into our belief systems and our attitudes, which feed into our behaviors. Our behaviors are governed by these belief systems, attitudes, the fears, the trauma, all the things that we experience in life influence our behavior. So the cognitive behavioral approach helps individuals connect the dots intellectually and cognitively between the past and the present, the coping strategies that they've developed over the years to get them through. And once we've connected the dots and we have these aha moments, in therapy, and, people can understand, their behavior from a cognitive perspective, understand how their thinking has influenced their behavior, then we move into behavioral change. And interestingly, that's where people seem to get all of us seem to get stuck is changing our behavior.
Getting rid of those old habits and replacing them with new habits,
as
I like to say. I'm glad you brought CBT up, because that's one of the modalities that is used in addiction counseling as well. And even from a ministerial standpoint, I believe that everything begins with a thought.
Yes, sir.
You know,
absolutely.
It was a thought that created the universe. It was a thought that's going to create your life. And as you mentioned, it's our history. You know, it's the traumas that we've been involved in,
absolutely.
The experiences, our environment, our family. You know, we do inherit, you know, certain character traits, and we all grew up eating the same foods and doing the same things, so we end up with the same issues, and you know, be it, you know, obesity or whatever the problem may be in the family, we get it from our environment.
Absolutely. And I think we lose perspective on how powerful those experiences are in terms of shaping, you know, our behavior.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they say you change your mind, you change your life.
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah. So that you know, so tell me, give us a insight, if you will, and into approach of how you get me. You know, I'm here. I'm in your office, and you want to get me to open up and actually reflect and think back to my life experiences, and I can imagine there can be some hesitation in that first exchange, in particularly with, as we know, African Americans are a little timid about even sharing experiences or revealing what they may perceive as weaknesses and things that happen traumatically to them growing up. You know, we suffer like everybody else, all types of mistreatment. But for some reason, historically, since this is Black History Month, we kind of keep things on the down low, if you will.
And absolutely.
Don't want to. So how do you get me to come out of my shell and get comfortable enough to where I will go back and tell you some of the things that happened to me when I was 5, 6, 7 and
right.
I'm still
right.
holding on to?
Well, the majority of the people that come into my office, man, they are extremely motivated.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurting, and they must be to be motivated enough to come and talk to a stranger
right.
about what's going on in their life. So there's that internal motivation from them. I think it's my energy and making people feel comfortable. You know, giving them the message that I'm not judgmental, that I'm here to assist them in any way, you know, that they deem necessary. And, you know, a lot of times it boils down to, you know, being in the office with somebody that you have something in common with, whether it be through, you know, ethnicity, profession, gender. But that's where it starts. It starts with a person coming in and that is hurting and is needing help, and your energy, how you present yourself, how you make them feel comfortable, and then you know, the things that they can resonate with in terms of similarities. And
So that the most important thing, as you said, is getting there.
Yes,
being motivated to come.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience in talking to people in your profession and other therapists, that's the difficult part, that, you know, getting the family to understand that there is a method, there is a modality, there is something that can help us get through this. And there are many, many, many people. I believe everybody has something that they're dealing with. Everybody gets depressed occasionally. Everybody
Absolutely.
Gets anxious occasionally. There are just levels of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand, no matter where you are in that spectrum of levels of severity, you know, there is a way that you can talk about it, get an understanding of it, and live a whole, healthy, complete life, you know, even with the diagnosis, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And that's, you know, motivating us as a community to be more open and raising your hand. I know as a minister, you know, I get calls all the time, you know, and I can approach it from a ministerial standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint, but getting into that thought process, the needs of that cognitive needs of that individual takes a professional like yourself. And those are the things that we're trying to get people to do, is not just go to the pastor with your problems, get some professional help in the area, in that specific area that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I, yes, sir. And I think God works through people, and that's, and I, a lot of my clients are very religious people, and they have a relationship with God, and they see the work that I do in my relationship with them as the work of God. So, yeah, we're all in the same boat.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So tell us, what are some of the common misperceptions people have about psychology in our community?
Well, it's that, you know, going to a psychologist to talk about your problems means that you are crazy,
mm-hmm.
that you are mentally ill. Now there are people out there that are chronically mentally ill,
mm-hmm.
that psychotherapy may not be indicated. Insight-oriented psychotherapy may not be indicated.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people with very severe chronic mental illnesses. But the vast majority of people can benefit from psychology. You know, when I think about illness, I think about the other word that we use for illness, which is sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, you ever use the term, I'm so sick of this.
Right.
Or, you know, when your parents would say, I am sick and tired of having to tell you, mm-hmm. yada yada. Okay,
yeah.
So it's my clients that come in, they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're sick of being afraid. They're sick of being in a dysfunctional relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're sick of being sad. You know, they're sick of being angry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at illness. I look mm-hmm. at it as people just being sick of being in the situations or thinking the way they do or behaving the way they do, and they're looking for change.
They want to make a change.
Yes, sir.
They want to make a change. So speaking of which, the severely mental ill versus people who just need someone to talk to, mm-hmm. and what the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, where is that line drawn? And I know the psychiatrist can prescribe meds and that kind of thing, but from an approach standpoint, what do you see the difference and similarities?
Well, that's the biggest difference, mm-hmm. that they are, a psychiatrist is a medical doctor. They go through medical school like all doctors do,
mm-hmm.
all physicians do, and they decide to specialize in psychiatry, you know, with the focus being more on the brain and brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But they do get training also in psychology and in the mind and in mm-hmm. behavioral change. But that's the primary difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, is that the psychiatrist, their focus is on prescribing medication to help manage, and this is important, to help manage symptoms,
mm-hmm.
not to alleviate or change, but just to manage symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
I may get some pushback on this, but that's not my perspective on it, and
mm-hmm.
and that it puts them in a position, if they're managing their symptoms, it puts them in a position to get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the help that they need is through, you know, counseling,
right.
or behavioral interventions.
Does it ever happen where someone goes to a psychiatrist because they're in what we would classify as a mental illness diagnosis to get that medication that they need to help manage that problem, and they still have a relationship with a psychiatrist and a psychologist at the same time? Does that ever happen?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I encourage, you know, all psychologists and psychiatrists to work closely together. And, you know, to, and our, and the people that use psychologies and psychologists and psychiatrists to think about them in partnership and working together. But it's really important to think about medication as a tool for managing symptoms as opposed to a cure.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of clients that will start on medications and, you know, will begin to feel better and then stop taking their medications. And that's the worst thing that you can do.
Yeah, I share it sometimes, but in my family, I had a young nephew who went to Morehouse, mm-hmm. doing well, top of his class, you know, in every organization, and he was taking meds and came home for spring break, you know, and told his mom, you know, hey, I'm doing great. School's great. I'm, you know, most popular guy on campus. I don't think I need these meds anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, the mom was, you know, son, things are going great. Let's stay the course. Let's keep it going. And none of us know exactly what happened, but we do know that at some point while he was here during spring break, he stopped taking his meds and unfortunately walked in front of a train.
My goodness.
So
wow.
That was
wow.
devastating to the family, but that's, People say stop taking meds. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. You know, that if you are taking meds, you know, and things are going well, you know, today we have athletes and people coming out saying, hey, I have this issue, that issue, and they're living great lives, you know. And later on, we might even talk a few about some of these famous people that we know who we look up to who are in treatment. But they're in treatment, and they're doing everything they want to do and making a positive impact on society and all of us, actually.
Absolutely, man. And, that distinction between, you know, a biogenetic, mm-hmm. you know, cause of an illness and learning, you know, that plays a big role in how you need to think about medication. Also, that, you know, there are instances where people come into the world with predispositions for, you know, for certain mental illnesses. And the cause has to do with, brain chemistry and biology. In those cases, you know, medication is going to probably be, you know, the best tool, you know, to manage symptoms. But there's another another group of people who might experience mental illness, or the cause of their mental illness may be more about their interaction with the environment, mm-hmm. you know, what they have learned over the years, their coping strategies, that the environment has been giving them a certain type of feedback, and from that feedback, they've learned to cope in a certain way or respond to the world in a certain way. So in that sense, we're talking about learning.
Yeah. Hold that point, Dr. Thomas. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas, psychologist, on what psychology is and isn't. Stay tuned. KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Trayvon Martin would have turned 27 today. His parents and community activists are gathering in Northeast Miami-Dade, Florida for a peace walk in his honor today. February 26th will mark 10 years since Trayvon was gunned down by George Zimmerman. Meanwhile, more protests are expected across Minneapolis today in response to the police killing of a 22-year-old black man. Demonstrators stage what they call the car caravan protest downtown Friday night as Amir Locke's mother called for the officer involved to be prosecuted and fired. Locke was apparently asleep and was holding a firearm, which his family's lawyer says was legally owned, when he was shot and killed by police in a pre-dawn raid on Wednesday. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
It's the tire sale of all tire sales. Buy two, get two free at your local Big O Tires. That's two free tires when you buy two. Valid on select tires with purchase of alignment and tire protection package through February 13th. Buy two, get two free. For your nearest store, go to BigOTires.com.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. As KBLA Talk 1580 host, we never quite know where the conversation is going to go. But sometimes our guests really surprise us.
Let me just close with saying, I downloaded your app while we were talking. It's a terrific app. I look forward to it. I'm enjoying your format and what have you. I will tweet it to my several hundred thousand followers and call their attention to it as well.
If the KBLA 1580 app is enticing enough for our guests to download and share, You should download the app and share with your friends too.
That's beautiful.
What you say? So download the KBLA 1580 app today and take us with you wherever you go.
We on fire.
KBLA Talk 1580.
You are now rocking with the best.
We got a lot to talk about.
Did you know that the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program is still open and accepting applications? Call 424-265-1700. You could be eligible to receive rental payments dating back to April 2020 and future rent payments. What are you waiting for? Apply now. Call 424-265-1700.
I'd like to talk to you about an exciting opportunity that people are talking about.
Thinking about hosting a podcast? Morris Media Studios, in collaboration with KBLA Talk 1580, is holding an online class on Saturday, February 12th, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Learn how to set up, host, promote, and earn money podcasting. Sign up today and get 50% off when you use the promo code KBLA1580. For more information, visit us at KBLA1580.com. And become a podcaster today.
Hello, this is Dr. Rosa Milligan, Senior Estate Planner. A living trust, medical, and financial power of attorney is critical right now. Join my stay-home seminar via Zoom and online telephone, 323-750-3592. When you leave home, you expect to return, but if not, is your personal and business affairs in order? Call me, 323-750-3592.
If you are 18 and over and cannot make medical decisions for yourself, you need a power of attorney. Ask yourself, who will make medical and financial decisions if you are unable? If you are single, who will be guardian over your children or special needs child? For free consultation and a Zoom online seminar, call Dr. Rosie now, a name you can trust, 323-750-3592.
Come on, family, do the right thing. Join my online Zoom seminar. Call me. I'm your go-to, 323-750-3592.
The latest legislation dominating the airwaves is the Build Back Better Act. If you haven't heard, it's a $1.75 trillion spending bill that includes a ton of things, and if you owe the IRS, the heat just got turned way up. This is Diophilus Sample, CEO of Alliance Tax Solutions, and here's what I mean. They claim this will lead to an additional 1.2 million audits each year, and that's not just on the rich. Nearly half will be people making up to $75,000 a year, and a quarter of these audits will hit those making up to $25,000 a year. They are coming, and not just after the 1%. Scared? If you owe the IRS, you should pick up the phone and call us. We can help. At 833-232-6261.
Be a man.
Or a woman.
And make a change.
$80 billion is going to strengthen the IRS and their collection efforts. They are coming. Take back control of your financial future. Call Alliance Tax Solutions to schedule your free over-the-phone or in-person consultation now. That's 833-232-6261. Or visit AllianceTaxSolutions.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas on psychology, what it is and what it isn't. And before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind everyone that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. Well, Dr. Thomas, it looks like we have a caller who says he has the solution to what's going on with psych help in the black community. So we're going to go to line one to Les in Compton.
Yes.
Give us that solution, Les.
Yes, how you doing? I just want to give you a little bit of my background. I had 44 years as a registered nurse, trauma certified, ICU, CTU, and all the like. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is that I had two children who are schizophrenic, and a daughter and a son. The son passed away because he was suffering from schizophrenia where he would take off. He had religious idolization and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had voices, but he denied it. But the whole thing about it, he fell down, hit his head, ended up with a subdural hematoma. He bled in the ICP. He herniated and died. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed by me earlier. I told the doctor that he needed a MRI and all that sort of thing. The ER doctor refused to give it to him because my son would say, oh, I'm all right. I don't have headaches. I'm okay, which was not the truth.
Right.
The bottom line is, though, the psych department came in and they didn't want no input from the family. They didn't want us involved in the case. They threw HEPA all over us and all that sort of thing. And what happens is these people go out into the street and they're not properly diagnosed to find out if it's hormonal, if it's structural, if it's behavioral or whatever the case may be. And they want no family input. And see, that has to change. They have to sit back first and treat the patient medically to find out and to investigate if they have a medical problem. And then after that's ascertained, then bring the psych into it. And they need to get the family incorporated in all of that. But they want to keep the family out. I have no idea why they're doing that in modern psychiatry in these places, because you won't solve. These people get out on the street and then the police shoots them because the police are not psychiatrists. They see a person acting irrational. They're dirty. They're scruffy. They don't look the way they want them to look. And they get into an entanglement.
Well,
when I was in the hospital, we had to do de-escalation. The things that we couldn't go around hurting patients, I don't care how delusional they were.
Absolutely, Les. And I want to thank you for that call. And my condolences for your son and the family. And that's why we call this Urban Family Focus, because we do want the families to get involved. And families do should be able to have input. However, you did mention HIPAA, and if you're dealing with an adult, you know, unless that adult consents for the family to get involved and get certain information, the medical professionals, as you know, don't have to share that. So, but how we get around that, maybe Dr. Thomas can tell us how we can, you know, work through that situation. But you're right. If somebody has mental illness and the family's aware of some of the things that are going on, you would think that there could be a vehicle where they could have some input. What do you think about that, Dr. Thomas?
No, he brings up a good point. And I always, when I think about mental illness, I always think about it from a systems perspective. That in many cases, you know, people come into the world with certain chronic mental illnesses, but the trajectory of the illness and their prognosis, you know, it increases significantly when the family is involved in the process of treatment. So I always encourage, and education is a huge component too. Educating family members about mental illness and what's effective and what's not effective. When it comes to chronic mental illnesses, you know, a lot of families get stuck on trying to make sense of things that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Trying to use logic when you know a lot of times logic is not indicated when it comes to the chronically mentally ill. So yes, I definitely believe in a systems perspective. Families have to be involved if they're really serious about a treatment and an improving the life of their loved one. And the other thing, too, is just in many cases, our families just don't have the resources available to them to really give, you know, our family members what they need and then have to rely, you know, on systems that sometimes aren't their primary function is to protect the general population. Yep. Mm-hmm. From, you know, from our family members, as opposed to really helping them and treating them and getting them back in the world.
Yeah. So, Les, thank you for your call. That was an interesting story, and what you're expressing is something that we, and particularly in the Black community, have to deal with, because, as Dr. Thomas says, sometimes we don't have the resources. Sometimes early on in our child's life, we just don't. We're not able to get that rallying around, or that rallying cry within the medical community to step forward and assess what's going on. So therefore, as things progress and once they get into adulthood, it's kind of hard for us to reel it in, so to speak, and to get involved at that point. But you would think that family input the earlier the better would help heal some of these situations and prevent some of the things we see happening on the street.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Thomas, that was a very, and I'm glad he called and brought that up, because that's at the core of, what some of my motivation was to even start talking about these subjects in a public forum, was to get people to not just recognize when there's a situation within their family that needs attention, but to be open-minded, if you will, about getting the help necessary. But Les brought out a very interesting point, and you backed it up. Sometimes resources don't allow. I mean, just basically going to the doctor, getting a checkup, can be an issue in our community for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So when you have a
like myself, mm-hmm. Psychologists, marriage and family therapists, social workers, these are professionals that can, really help you navigate these huge systems, because they can be frustrating.
Yeah, it's, there are a lot of advocacy groups. I know in certain areas, Alzheimer's and different things, we get together and we form these advocacy groups to help families understand and navigate. And you mentioned the big boys, Department of Mental Health and those institutions, mm-hmm. which are there. And they do great work, by the way.
Absolutely.
And we do encourage people to start there and reaching out to get help. Is there an advocacy group that you're aware of for the mentally ill that's kind of like a private nonprofit group that can kind of walk people through these types of situations that he was referring to?
As I said, the only one I really know of is the National Institute of Mental Health.
Right. Okay.
But again, sometimes, people can be overwhelmed with just the idea of reaching out to those kind of entities. And that's within the scope of practice of most outpatient mental health professionals to help you navigate those types of programs.
It's. Yeah, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas. We're talking about psychology, what it is and what it isn't, how we in our community can use this resource. There are African-American psychologists. There aren't a bunch of them, but there are some quality African-American psychologists here in our city, and particularly in this community. Dr. Thomas is one of them. And we're going to continue our conversation when we come forward. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and you are listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Winter surge brings challenges for elders and youth. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Caretakers struggle to care for the elderly, and parents remain nervous about in-person learning. Since December, there's been a fourfold increase of hospitalized children, yet only 27% of parents of 5 to 11-year-olds are in favor of vaccinating them. With 4.5 million caregivers in California, there's a common struggle to keep the elderly protected. Did you know that only 7% of people ages 65 plus who receive their booster are Black Americans? Statistics show that Californians are struggling to keep the vulnerable safe. Share your thoughts with us on Twitter at KBLA 1580. This report brought to you by CalHope.
With school back in session, there's plenty to worry about. Cal Hope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Dean presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught A whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Broadcasting live from Lamert Park, USA. Welcome back to your home for unapologetically progressive radio. KBLA Talk 1580.
Especially today, when my life is so cloudy, guide me until I'm sure I
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And we've been having a conversation this morning with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas, psychologist. And he's been sharing with us what psychology is, what it isn't. We had an interesting call come in about what black families can face sometimes when there's mental illness in the family and they're seeking help. And we touched a little bit about that. And as you know, this is Black History Month, and Blacks in particular historically have a stigma associated with mental health and keeps them from seeking treatment and getting improvements. And what I have done even in addiction counseling, I've always told people to think about some of the people you look up to, some of the people who are famous, some of the people who you say, oh, I wish I could live their life. A lot of those people have mental illness diagnosis. A lot of those people have addictions, but yet they're living a life that we admire because they're getting some help for their situation. So how do you encourage people in the black community to move away from that stigma of resistance to help, to reach out and get the help that they need?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It boils down to just getting accurate information from programs like yours. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge allows you to fight through misinformation, misconceptions. So education and accurate information is the way to start. And being open, you know, to new experiences. You know, that old adage, you know, there's no way you can expect change if you're doing the same thing. It just doesn't work that way. So you have to have the courage to just to try to incorporate something new in your life, and try to, you know, reach outside of your, you know, your comfort zone.
Right, right. You say courage. You said something earlier that, mm-hmm. that I think is really key, and that's motivation.
Yes.
You got to be motivated. And our young people in particular, you know, the people they look up to, the singers, the athletes, you know, that's where they get a lot of their motivation. They dictate what they wear, you know, how they carry themselves.
Yes.
And I think if more of them would just think about it and understand that you have great singers like Adele and Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, these people have all come out and admitted mm-hmm. that they're in treatment for a particular mental condition. A lot of the athletes today, mm-hmm. DeMar DeRozan came out, mm-hmm. Love, Mike Phelps, the great swimmer.
Absolutely.
So I think when our young people, if they just take the time to look and see the lives that they're aspiring to and these people that they hold in such high esteem, if they can admit that they're getting help and needing help for, you know, depression or anxiety or whatever it is, that maybe that would motivate them to do the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so that's one of the tools I use to try to get people to, the young people anyway, to try to look at it a little differently. There's nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with everybody. And we all need help in some area. And you need to take that approach versus you know, hiding in the closet.
Absolutely. And it's been my experience that, especially for young people, you know, it's about just working through these little mini crises that we have in life, that we all have. And, you know, you're more likely to experience them when you're young, making that transition between high school and becoming a young adult, or from being single to marriage. You know, that
we're gonna pick sure. up when we come forward, Dr. Thomas. We're going to conclude today's program. We're going to have some closing thoughts from Dr. Nathaniel Thomas when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Hey, it's Kenny Lattimore. Join me this Saturday for the Orange County Black History Parade. I'm going to be the Grand Marshal. Come on out and let's celebrate our history and our community.
Going back to work or school and need a COVID-19 test? Have the sniffles and not sure if it is allergies? Don't guess. Get the test. African American churches have opened their doors for free testing. Go to blackchurchtesting.com for drive-through sites. Testing is free. No appointment necessary. So be sure you are COVID-19 free today. Don't guess. Get the test. Go to blackchurchtesting.com for a testing site near you. Brought to you by Tabernacle Community Development Corporation with the support of the California African American Community Empowerment Council.
In 1906, we were successful because we had each other's back when no one else did. We built Greenwood, also known as Black Wall Street. Now we're building the new Black Wall Street together. As the largest Black-owned bank, we know you, and you can feel it. We have your back with two-day early pay, unapologetically Black Visa debit cards with no monthly fee, and a highly rated mobile app. Join us at OneUnited.com today.
Spread the word.
Is your hair thinning? It's time to recover your hair strands and call Marcia McCamey in Maine Wellness. Call 323-855-8133. That's 323-855-8133. Marcia is a certified, licensed California cosmetologist with over 40 years of experience in the hair industry. Hair loss can be hereditary, stress-related, environmental, or health-related. Regardless of the circumstance, it can be devastating. Control your hair loss before it's too late. Call Marcia McCamey at Maine Wellness at 323-855-8133. That's 323-855-8133. Marcia has studied at the National Trichology Training Institute. As a certified trichologist, Marcia assists clients who are experiencing hair loss, hair thinning, alopecia, ringworm, psoriasis, male pattern baldness, and other conditions. Maine Wellness offers several hair rejuvenation services. Please schedule a consultation today so that we may better understand your condition and work with you to restore your crown and glory. Call Maine Wellness at 323-855-8133. That's 323-855-8133. Or log on to yourhairstrands.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This morning we've been having a conversation with Dr. Nathaniel Thomas, psychologist, on psychology, what it is and what it isn't. Dr. Thomas, we only have a few minutes left in our program this morning, but I'd like for you to just recap how you described your approach to working with clients and sure. give the, our audience a little information on organizations that they can reach out to if they need help in that area.
Got it. Well, my approach is, you know, my clients come in with a lot of issues and a lot of things on their mind, and it's really hard to prioritize and organize your thoughts and your feelings by yourself. You know, through this process we call thinking, these conversations we have with ourselves, it's difficult to be objective in that process. So you come to someone like me and you put that stuff out there and allow me to look at it and mirror it back to you from a different perspective, allow you to connect the dots between the past and the present and give you a sense of, you know, of agency and empower you another level of understanding, give you some aha moments. And then we shift to changing behavior. That's the basis of what I do, my approach.
And you mentioned some organizations where if somebody's looking for, in particular, a black psychologist or community organizations, civic organizations that people they can go to get help.
I'm thinking the one that comes to mind is the Association of Black Psychologists, ABPSI. Google it. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to access. But I would also encourage people to reach out to the L.A. County Department of Mental Health, their access hotline. The number is 1-800-854-7771. And sometimes even negotiating with them, sometimes it's makes sense to reach out to a mental health professional to know what questions to ask when you call these numbers or interact with these entities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for information, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me,
Dr. Thomas.
Bro.
We really appreciate all the knowledge and input that we've gotten. We appreciate the knowledge we got from our caller
as well.
Again, this is Urban Family Focus, and we want to thank you for being with us today. If you reach us on Facebook at Urban Family Focus and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Black Lives Matter is next here on KVLA Talk 1580.